Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Disclaimer? We need the disclaimer, right?
Yes, you must tell the disclaimer.
In our little shtick that we've been doing for some time now, let's find us a quarterback. People often assume that we're advocating that the Browns go out and get this person. That is not the case. There are people we would advocate for, but this is not the case. This is an informative little exercise we're doing.
That's what we do.
Where we're telling you of people who are available. And these people are available. And we want people to be informed. Because it's a big decision coming up for the Browns, and they're probably going to make it in March. I bet they agree to a contract with a quarterback as soon as March 12th, when you can start the legal tampering, right?
Right.
I would think somebody gets signed very early on in free agency by the Browns at quarterback, and there are a lot of guys who are available, and we're just here to help keep everybody informed and enjoy that whole process, aren't we?
Jeff, this is essentially a audio version of trying to date and swipe right. And every day we listen to you, and I think is it swiping right or left? Or I don't even know, but just
we're swiping.
You're swiping. It's exactly what it is.
We're swiping.
Yes.
So get ready, Andy. You're not going to. We'll explain.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right. So tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
How would you like a quarterback who couldn't be the starter on his high school team? I made Menigan sputter in humor. How would you like that, Andy?
Michael Jordan got cut.
This guy was not a starter at his high school in suburban Houston. He was the backup quarterback. He was the backup quarterback in high school to De'Eriq King, who went to the University of Houston and then on to Miami. This guy's name is Kyle Trask. Kyle was not the starter at Manville High School. Despite not being the starter in high school, he earned a scholarship to the University of Florida because they saw potential. He's a big guy. He's been the backup in Tampa Bay for a while. And he's a free agent. When he was learning under Tom Brady, and then Baker Mayfield went down there and they actually had a competition and Baker beat him out. Trask turns 27 in March. He was a second-round pick in 2021, 64th overall. And he was the sixth quarterback taken in that god-awful draft. It was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, then Mac Jones. Okay. So those were the top five guys taken, and they all went in the upper part of the first round. And then Kyle Trask was taken late in the second ahead of guys taken later on in the draft, Kellen Mond, Davis Mills, Ian Book, and Sam Ellinger, who ended up with the Colts. So he was in the middle of that draft, has not played very much in the National Football League. In 3 years, has played in 7 games. 4 of 11, 28 yards. That's it. So he's been a backup. But when he was in college, Okay?
Okay.
Fourth in the Heisman vote his senior year in college with 43 touchdowns and 8 interceptions and almost 4,300 yards passing. He averaged over 350 yards a game passing in his senior year at Florida. And he was 2 years as a starter. In those 2 years, 69 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. And Florida plays pretty big-time college football. Fourth in the Heisman vote. And then he went to Tampa, was the backup. Then he's behind Tom Brady. And he's behind Baker Mayfield now. He's a free agent. I doubt that any team is going to sign Kyle Trask and think, yep, he's going to have every chance to be the starting quarterback of this team. I doubt that. However, some team is probably going to end up losing out on all of the top guys in free agency, Andy, guys who they think could be their starting quarterback, and maybe he's a guy you bring in with somebody else and you say, compete, go, do it, see what you have.
Yes.
He's done okay in the preseason. That means nothing. But he's a big guy. He has had huge success in college. And he's got the prototypical quarterback build, that, you know, at least the old prototypical quarterback build, 6'5", 236 pounds. Keep an eye on him. He's going to land somewhere. Maybe it's back in Tampa as the backup to Baker. Maybe. But they've signed a young guy on their practice squad. Maybe they're trying to develop somebody. But we'll see. I'll bet you somebody signs Kyle Trask and at the very least gives him a chance to compete for the starting job.
I think you're right. I mean, I can totally see everything. The way you've laid that out, it makes sense. It's just, are you willing to take a shot, right? Isn't that the way we're looking at this?
Well, that's kind of what it is. I mean, when he came into the league, Tom Brady was the quarterback for Tampa, right? Well, you're not going to beat out Tom Brady. And it didn't go real well. And then he stayed the backup. He was in line to maybe become the quarterback there. But Baker came in and Baker took over. And Baker was the former number one overall pick in the draft and is certainly a competent NFL quarterback.
Yes, he is.
And so he beat out Kyle Trask. And then Trask has been the backup then for 3 years, one behind Brady and two behind Baker. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the guy ends up as somebody's backup. And maybe if he gets a chance to play, you know, he changes his fortune in the NFL. But he certainly had great success at Florida playing big-time football. And you don't put up stats that are Heisman Trophy conversation worthy and not be able to play the game a little bit. So we'll see. I would not have him high on my list if I were the Browns. But where he might fit, if let's say the Browns draft a quarterback at 2. This could be a guy you could bring in and maybe groom as a backup.
You know what? As much as I look at it and I'm like, I don't know. This doesn't sound right. This isn't good. I could see the Browns doing this. Can't you? Kind of falls into those, well, you know, let's give this a shot kind of thing. I mean, they brought in other quarterbacks that have kind of been like him before, right?
Well, see, here's the one thing. We talked about Zach Wilson yesterday. We've talked about Trey Lance in the past. Those guys have shown with some type of play, they've had opportunities, that it didn't go real well. I wonder if any team thinks, gosh, I wonder if it would go very well with Kyle Trask. I don't know. You know, did somebody love what he did in college and wanted their chance at him? Well, everybody passed him over, you know, because he was late in the second round.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Can you compare him to other quarterbacks the Browns have brought in? That's what I'm saying to you, especially when they needed one quarterback at
the
end of the
season. You know who he made me think of?
Who?
And I, probably a bad comparison, Mason Rudolph. Does Mason Rudolph make you think of a starting quarterback? Not me.
No.
But that's kind of what I was thinking a little bit. Maybe Mason Rudolph.
Just trying to think off the top of my head. I mean, even if you... go back to, like, Bailey Zappi. Like, that's kind of... I don't know. That's kind of the same
world.
Yeah,
but this guy's got that big body, you know? I mean, he's got Josh Allen size.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
I don't know. This just kind of seems like one of those guys that ends up starting... You know, week 15, week 16, week 17 for the Browns. That's where I kind of see him.
Maybe he's a guy
He's on the roster because you just think, okay, well, we got a guy with some NFL experience.
He was also a backup, you know, his first 2 years at Florida. Finally got a chance to play and was terrific. But think about it. The only time he played in high school was when the other guy had already built a big lead. The only time he played 2 years in college, and he's not played in 3 years in the NFL. So... You know, you would think no. However, 6'5", 236, big arm, got a lot of arm talent, and it said he's got great touch on deep passes, according to his draft profile, you know, that when he was coming out, said he throws a great deep ball and really has great touch on the ball. I wonder, and I think probably not, is this a guy who's just looking for the opportunity and when he gets it might actually do something? You never know. But add him to the list, Andy.
He's on the list, Jeff.
He's on the list.
I'm going to put him in there in pencil.
He's on the list.
Okay.
You heard Jacksonville, the little rumbling about Trevor Lawrence today. And then we talked to Daryl. And the rumbling was the Pittsburgh Steelers have contacted the Jacksonville Jaguars about Trevor Lawrence. And would have to trade, you know, number one, future number one, number two, whatever, to get him. Would a guy like that interest you at all? I don't know how the Browns could possibly pull it off because he's got a big money contract. I don't, and they're just hamstrung with that Deshaun Watson contract.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. But I wonder, you know, would the Browns be, I've talked about trading the number two for J.J. McCarthy. I wonder if there's anybody around the league that the Browns think, well, we would trade a, and not the number two pick. But we would trade you our second-round pick to bring in that quarterback.
Somebody who's currently a starter or somebody who's...
I honestly ask that question thinking, well, why bother to even ask the question? Because money-wise, you probably can't pull it off, you know?
Well, no, not if you've got somebody who's under a rookie contract. Why wouldn't you be able to pull that
under
off?
Under a rookie contract, yeah. That could work.
That's the only way you could see that scenario playing out.
Joe Milton in New England is a guy who comes to mind.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, I mean, we've kicked that around a little bit.
Late round pick last year
with a big arm.
I can't imagine you would trade for him and think he's your starting quarterback.
And you're going to give up a second round pick?
No, not a second. But you could probably get him for a third or a fourth. But that doesn't do anything for me. See, the issue is pretty clear. If and Deshaun Watson's toast for this year, right? So let's assume that. My priority would be trading number two for J.J. McCarthy. I don't think that's going to happen. I would think Minnesota keeps him. So then you try and take a guy at two who you're really high on. If that's not the case, then where are you going to find a quarterback? Right? If you don't draft a guy at two,
you're going to wait till next year, like Daryl said. Well, you're going to.
I get that, except for one thing.
You're going to trade out of two this year. You're going to get somebody whose pick is maybe in the top 10, if you can get it, to trade back and then pick up their first round pick. You'll get this year's first round pick and you'll get their first round pick next year. And if you're lucky, maybe you've got the ammo to go get a Manning if you want. Does that do anything for you?
Can we get Cooper?
You can have any Manning you want. Any Manning you want.
I don't think Peyton's any good anymore.
You can have
Although
any
his
Manning
kid's really good. Marshall. He's 14.
He's already committed, isn't he?
I think he probably is.
Where do you commit to? Which SEC school did he commit to?
He's going to go to Tennessee SEC, or Ole Miss, right?
Which cheating Tennessee cleat wearing?
Wow.
What bowl was that again? I'm trying to remember. It was the...
That's harsh.
Well, they did. They wore illegal cleats against Ohio State, but that was back in the day.
By accident.
No, it wasn't by accident. I think John Cooper's still mad about it.
I did that just for you.
Wasn't by accident. Where were we? Citrus Bowl?
I did that just for you.
Yeah. You can have any Manning you want. I don't think they're fixing the quarterback problem this year. I just don't.
You know, the concern for me, though.
Do you agree with that or disagree with that? Are they fixing the quarterback problem this year?
Well, they can do that very easily.
Dan Menigan, are they fixing the quarterback problem this year? I don't feel it.
No, I think this is a stopgap.
I do, too.
So, in other words, neither one of you guys think they're taking a quarterback at two?
No, I think they don't need to take a quarterback at two unless they really feel like it's a franchise quarterback. I mean, I'm listening to Mary Kay make this argument over and over, and she's extremely passionate about saying, well, you're going to miss.
She's pretty adamant about
that. She said again
that.
This morning, like, people miss on 50%, so if you're going to miss on a quarterback. We're really good at missing. We're almost 100% at missing. They did get Myles Garrett. They did get Denzel Ward. Okay, they actually didn't miss on Baker Mayfield, but they let him go because we got into an ego match about this whole thing. Stupid. It makes me shake my head. Please get me a quarterback that can be here for 4 or 5 years. I'm not asking for much. Am I asking for much? Or 5 years. Someone that can lead this team, guide this team, and give me the fake feeling that a team can get to the Super Bowl.
Can I take what you just said and say thank you? You have just explained to everybody why we've been doing Let's Find Us a Quarterback.
I'm here for you, Jeff.
You just want to find somebody who can go out and play a little bit and give you a chance to win football games.
Can we get
And that's what they might end up having to sign is just some of these guys who we have talked about who are out there and maybe have been discarded or aren't highly thought of by others.
Can we get someone that could give us the same thrill that we had with Joe Flacco? I'm not asking for Joe Flacco. I'm asking for someone that
we had it this year and they benched him.
I didn't see the wins, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you saw the interceptions from Joe and Jameis.
It worked
for Joe.
I just need to see the wins.
Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray.
On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.